Boylan says the origins of Tiny Desk trace to the South by Southwest Music Festival.
We went to see a singer. Her name was Laura Gibson, and she was playing at a bar that, well, people were more interested in March Madness and basketball than they were in poor Laura.
When my eyes survey the tree line, I'll recall.
She comes off stage. We introduce ourselves to Laura and Stephen Thompson, the NPR workmate. I was saying, said to Laura, "We couldn't hear you. Maybe it'd be a good idea if you just came and played a private concert for us in our office." Stephen was joking, as Stephen mostly does. And my eyes lit up, and she thought it was a good idea. And 3 weeks later, she came into the NPR offices. I put her in a chair behind my desk. She held her guitar. We had a microphone and I think just two cameras. Edited the video that night, put it up a handful of days later. That was number one. She came back and did number 200, which I thought was, what an extraordinary 200. Well, we've done five times that now. So,
last year you featured outstanding and well-known musicians like Lizzo, Taylor Swift, and you guys just recorded with Harry Styles. So like with all these big names, are there Tiny Desk concerts that are more memorable for you?
Honestly, the ones that are most memorable, the ones that are the lesser-known artists whose lives will change much, much more given the exposure. And that's the stuff that means the most to me, being able to have a platform for the unknowns. The Harry Styles and Taylor Swifts of the world, I love seeing what they do and how they present themselves at these. But it's not going to make a huge difference in Taylor Swift's life. Mm-hmm. The difference it'll make for us is there'll be people who love Taylor Swift who've never seen or heard of a Tiny Desk concert who will come and hopefully discover some completely unknown group. And that's the hope, that one feeds the other.
And you've watched so many submission videos. Would it be in the thousands?
Yes. Multiple thousands, yes.
Oh, my. What captures your interest in a contest submission?
I think, you know, all my life I've liked to hear and see music that surprises me in some ways. It presents something to me that is unique, that is a new twist on an old thing or just a brand new twist. Lyrics that make you think about life maybe a way you hadn't thought about it before. So I look for singularity is the easiest way to put that.
Mm-hmm. And I would ask kind of in the same vein, what advice do you have for indie musicians as they choose their entry song?
Well, first of all, have fun with it. If it's not fun, just put it aside. Be passionate about the music you like. Send me something you're really proud of. But do send something. Make something. And even if this year is not as good as the one you're going to do next year, you got to start someplace. So I would encourage people just to do it. Send it. It's easy. You don't need to be a great videographer. You don't need to be a great recording engineer. Just do something you're proud of and send it. But don't not do it.
What advice do you have for people who are starting projects, like maybe a job or a project that they're hoping to build, which doesn't exist yet?
You never know where it's going to go. Do it only if you believe in it and love it and put your heart and soul in it. If you don't put your heart and soul in something that you love, why should anybody care? So believe in yourself. Make sure you love what you do.